And now this is a dictation for Michael. McCohan, M-A-K-O-H-O-N, March 22nd, 43, addresses a letter to Dr. Gaffney, G-A-F-F-N-E-Y, 607-6875. Dear Dr. Gaffney, a follow-up for Mr. McCohan, who has chronic kidney disease. Last visit was in September. There was a falling episode. He tripped a few weeks ago, no loss of consciousness. Did not go to the emergency room. There was no focal deficit, no trauma to the head. Some pain over the chest wall and hand. Eventually, CT scan of the head was done. No stroke or bleeding. Appetite remains poor. Weight is down from 150, presently 142. He is a chef. He denies vomiting, dysphagia, has very few teeth left. Denies diarrhea, bleeding. Denies decreasing urination, cloudiness, or blood or incontinence. A stable dyspnea, uses inhalers, no purulent material hemoptysis. Has not used any oxygen supplemental, no orthopnea PND, other review system negative. Medication list review, notice the inhalers. On treatment for depression, Remeron, which is new, otherwise metoprolol. Next paragraph, today blood pressure 140 over 80, alert or intestine 3, no respiratory distress, no localized RALS pleural effusion, no pericardial RAP, no situs tenderness or masses, no gross edema or neurological deficit. The most recent chemistries are from November. Creatinine was 2.34. In October, 2.24, which has been progressive over the last few years. There is a normal sodium, potassium, acid base. Low albumin, corrected calcium, normal to low. Phosphorus, low normal. Present GFR, around 30. Has bilateral small kidneys, 8.9 right, 8.2 left without obstruction. No documented urinary retention. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD stage 3 to 4, likely from hypertensive nephrosclerosis with bilateral small kidneys. No symptoms of uremia, cephalopathy, pericarditis. We will monitor, however, the poor oral intake. He's been treated for depression on top of his problems with the teeth. He just started on Remeron. He will do blood testing on a monthly basis. We will monitor for anemia, for potential EPO. We will monitor electrolyte, acid-base, nutrition, calcium, phosphorus. We tested for monoclonal protein, both a fraction elevated, likely from chronic kidney disease. Immunofixation was negative for monoclonal protein. There is minimal activity in the urine for protein without any blood or cells. He does have elevated PTH for secondary hyperparathyroidism. No indication for vitamin D125. Only should discuss at length with the patient, come back in 4